Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In 5 days, the Federal Open Market Committee will announce the results of the next regularly scheduled meeting. The options they will announce for the federal funds interest rate are another increase, no change, or a decrease in the rate. All signs this time around point to no change in the federal funds interest rate. The leaks from Fed officials try to pretend that another rate increase may be coming sometime, but there has been no indication of a possible rate decrease. The reason there won't be a rate decrease is that it would emphasize that the Fed made the wrong move at the end of April when it last increased this interest rate. Fed officials don't want the public to know they are incompetent. At the end of April, the Fed boosted the federal funds interest rate only 0.25%, a smaller increase than most of them over the past 2 years. That signaled that the Fed is near the point where further increases would cease. Another rate increase next week would signal that the American economy is overheating, which it most certainly is not. Higher interest rates would be imposed across the economy, leading to a slowdown in business investment and demand for home purchases. The Fed certainly doesn't want that. It gives me no pleasure to tell you that even leaving the federal funds interest rate unchanged sends the wrong message. It means that the current too high increases in consumer prices will continue for the indefinite future. Or explained another way, the decline in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar will continue at an accelerated pace. The fall in the value of the American dollar will also happen faster as a result of last week's meetings of the BRICS nations and their potential allies to work on further displacing the use of the dollar in international commerce. Compounding the problem further was last week's hike in the federal government's debt ceiling. Since the debt ceiling has been raised by Congress every single time when asked, this clearly proves there really is no debt ceiling. I wish I had better news. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.